Blog Talk Radio.
Sabrina, you're all here. Brother Bill is here. Brother Marshall is here. And God bless you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this is the first day of October, saints. Can you believe it? The year is almost completely gone. It's been just that long. Yes, it has been. And I can remember in spring saying, you know, the year's about half over, Saints. And here we're almost to the end of the year. Well, the Lord has been with us through the entire journey. And I'm happy that we've had such a interesting journey, a challenging journey, a growing journey. But the Lord's not finished. He's got plenty to do. So we're going to enjoy this. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to enjoy this. I believe the Lord has some things to say to us tonight, and he's specifically trying to get our attention in an area. So we need to listen very, very closely to what the Lord is saying, and you may need to recast, because things you hear in the recast that you bypassed at the first listening, all right? So we want to encourage you to recast. We want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the Blog Talk archive sermons on our webpage and ask him to take you to the sermons you need to listen to at that time. That's right. Ask him to take you directly there, and he will do so. Amen? And you will be blessed for your obedience. Everyone that has done it that way has been blessed. Amen? So we encourage you to do that in Jesus' name. So, a special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America and wherever you are in the world. Amen? Whatever time it is, wherever you are. We all come together in Jesus' name, and the Lord blesses us. Amen. The Lord blesses us. And I want to invite you to join us in our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage at www.miracle.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's www.miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Amen? MIC Radio Chat. Click that and join in and go to the guest designation and put your name in and sign in and say hi. And everybody will say hi to you because we are loving and friendly, and we will say hi to you and make you feel welcome. And those of you who are on a cellular device, you're on a cell phone or an iPhone, by all means, use your browser to bring up MiracleInternetChurch.com. And as the page comes up, you will see three white dashes across a black background. Click the three white dashes. That's the link, not the black background, the three white dashes against the black background. It's the dashes. That's the link. Amen. It's not the pictures. It's the three dashes. Amen. That's where the link is. Click that, and all the other links will open up to you. Amen. And you can proceed from there. We want to encourage everyone to remember that personal information such as your address, your email address, your driver's license, your social security number, your phone number should not be entered on the website for security reasons. Amen? We like to keep everyone's privacy private and everyone's safety safe. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just want to thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and for his very presence in our midst, because the Bible says where two or three of us are gathered together in his name, he's in our midst. So we want to thank him for that. Amen. He comes all the time, and we don't take his presence for granted. We want to thank the Lord for what he's doing in our midst tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's see. There's some things I need to tell you after we pray. After we pray. Amen. So tonight, we have a fast coming up, and we're going to ask the Lord tonight to bless us. We've done it before, but we're going to ask the Lord to bless us in this upcoming fast that begins on October 11th. Amen. We're going to ask the Lord for his blessing. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for encouragement. We thank you for encouragement, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what happens in life, you have a word of encouragement for your people. You have a word, Lord, to help us out, to lift us up. You are the glory and the lifter up of our heads. When things don't look like they're going so well and the devil's trying to say things in our ears, Lord, you're the one who comes by to remind us that you've never left, you're still here, you're still in charge, and we have a victory, and that you have planned no defeats for us, no, not one. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you repenting of any oppression and depression and confusion. We bind every attack that has come against us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind any sulking or pouting or any griping or complaining or murmuring. In the name of Jesus, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are blessing us with truth. You are blessing us with strength. You are blessing us with joy. And we thank you for it. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we will not cast away our confidence in you because it has great recompense of reward. We thank you that you continually remind us that we have need of patience, that after we have done your will, we might receive the promise. We want to thank you, Lord, for reminding us to hang in there with you. You're working these circumstances out. You're saving our unsaved loved ones. You're changing the environment. You're changing the status quo. You're making things right. You're making things to work out for our good. So, Lord, we thank you for the things that we can see that you're doing and the things that we cannot see. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord, for your overflowing blessing and for your presence in our midst in the name of Jesus. Lord, we delight ourselves also in you. And we thank you that you give us the desires of our hearts. We commit our way unto you. We trust you, and we know you will bring it to pass. So we're resting in you, and we're waiting patiently for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the word tells us that through much tribulation, through trials, tribulation, and trouble, life in general, we enter into the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord. Jesus had a cross to bear, and we have some things to deal with, some things to walk through, some things to war through, and all things to overcome on our way home in the name of Jesus. You've told us, Father, to be strong and of good courage and not to be afraid and not to be upset because you are with us wherever we go. We thank you, Lord. You ask us, why are we cast down? Why are we upset? You haven't left. You're still on the throne. What's actually important has not changed. You still live in us. We're still on our way to heaven, even if we don't like the way the circumstances presently appear. They are changing. These things do come to pass. So we thank you, Lord, that you are helping us to believe you and to have the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you teach us not to be afraid and not to be discouraged. So, Father, we thank you for the encouragement that you bring to us. We thank you for lifting up our heads. We thank you for helping us to keep our eyes focused on truth and not walk in our flesh and just look at the circumstances in Jesus' name. And Father, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every spirit of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Satan, the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and satanic agendas against the righteous. We bind in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the armor of God, and we put on our armor. If we got up today in a rush and didn't put on our armor, Lord, we put it on right now. Yes, our loins are girt about with truth. We have on our breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith so we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you, and we put on the helmet of salvation. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you that we're covered under the blood of Jesus and that we're the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Father, for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and your praising angels that cover us in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to walk in divine health because you're our God. You heal all of our diseases, and by your stripes we have been healed. You supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and throne them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks in Jesus' name, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, listeners, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic, technology demons, digital demons, virtual technology demons, 5G and its components in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every digital demon in Jesus' name. We bind all leviathans, kundalini, water, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, whoredom spirits, womanizing, drone spirits, all targeted radio frequency attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic and pulse. Hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all pulse weapons and their attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, all microwave attacks, all sonic and audio attacks, Havana syndrome, brain changes, injury, and all remote viewing. We sever every silver cord in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God. We again bind all the voices of the stranger and all of their attacks, and we return their attacks on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent. We bind and overturn at all cauldrons upon the heads of the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Santeria, Kabbalah, Jewish black magic, Buddhist black magic, Egyptian magic, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, Latin American, and Caribbean black and white magic in Jesus' name. We forbid workers of these arts to attack us in the name of Jesus, and we return every attack from whence it came. We bind the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return these attacks to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils, and we bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in each culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We bind disobedience in children in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind disobedience and rebellion in children in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain those devils in the name of Jesus, and we send them into the cage right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils and satanic worship. We bind all witchcraft dedications and the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every that exalts logic, science, demonic knowledge, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the formation of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, all spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, manipulate, harass, hinder, besmirch, block, lie against, distract, mock, confuse, wear down, pervert, infect, stifle, destroy, curse, expose, spy, sabotage, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. Spirits and works of the oppressors we bind in Jesus' name. False religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, and the inordinate use of the imagination we bind in Jesus' name. We bind Antichrist ideologies and doctrines. We bind the spirit and the children of disobedience in Jesus' name. We bind death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom, and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. And we return their effects from whence they came in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, the spirit of wickedness, in Jesus' name. We bind Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Baselech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus in the name of Jesus Christ, and we chain them and their agents with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, all of their prayers, all of their ceremonies, and their intents in the name of Jesus Christ. And we forbid such workings against us or against our family members in Jesus' name. We break the curses that come with the Masonic sin in Jesus' name. We loose ourselves from all such in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their harassment, fear, mind control, and witchcraft back on their own heads in Jesus' name, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. We bind the spirit of slumber with you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the peace of the Afghan Christians in Jesus' name. We pray for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere. We release Psalm 91 over all true Christians that are in bondage physically or spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that your word comes to pass in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every demon that has followed us, sent to us, transferred to us. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command it to leave us now. Go into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cut ourselves free from all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, soul ties, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, especially agreements where money is exchanged, where demonic entities are a part of the agreement. We cut ourselves free from that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from it now in Jesus' name. And we break down all walls of protection around warlocks, wizards, Satanists, nanobots, shamans, witches, and sorcerers and their agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of all the vexes, hexes, curses, spells, charms, fetishes, all psychic warfare, all voodoo magic, all mind control, all bewitchments, death spirits, potions, torment, pain, sickness, destruction, all psychic powers being sent against us, all incense and candle burnings, all crystals, hoodoo, root works, chanting and ungodly blessings, tribal rituals, and sins being sent against us. We bind every spirit of divorce. We bind Asmodeus, Osmodeus, Incubus, and Succubus in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain them with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise Father, we break off every fetter and every shackle. Risa, hallelujah, rigise de Dio, rikisi de debrike de Dio sundrebre. We break off the ball and chain. Eh, hallelujah, rikisi de debrisha de debrika de Dio and de debrika de Dio. Break it in Jesus' name. The ball and chain, we break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Erugoladeyasa, we destroy it in the name of. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Relalalioso, we destroy it in the name of Jesus. The anointing destroys the yoke of bondage in Jesus' name. Silver cord loose, golden bowl broken. Pitcher broken at the fountain, wheel broken at the cistern. Eh, shuguraga, dandera broko de brisha da broka di dia ka, rukota, yarukota da brisha da break it, break it, break it, break it. Break it in Jesus' name. Baruka da rosa de dios undera broki dia suta, yergise de dios unda ruko rakisa, yergi bebebeshe de broka di dia undera broka di dios unda. Yargi bebebeshe undera broka di dia undera broka di dios undera brei. Ruka de brisha da broka di dios undera broka de dios undera brei. Rola la dios undera brisa da broka de dios undera brisa de dios undera brei. Yergi de dios da rukosa de sevenfold return in Jesus' name. Rekada rogoso torabrisa da brica de de break it in Jesus name. Ruka de la brisa da reka de diosa de la brica de diosunda. Yergusha de brica de dioso tata. Lord, release your host, release your host, release your host. Riga bebebeshe de diosun de la brica de diosa. Yergisa de la bruca de diosun de la brica de dia. Ringa da rogosa de la brica de diosun de la brica de ya. Yayayosa de la bruca de diosunda. Yigi de la brosa de la yosunda. Rugusha de la bruca de dia. Ha ha. Yarrogosa. Release your angels, Father. Release your angels. Urunga de la bresa de dia. Ringa de la bruca de diosunda. There's war in the heavenlies. Risa da bruca de di bishinde da bruca de di osunda da brei. Rende da bruca de di osunda da breca de di osunda. Roco horre. Rinde risa da bruca de di osunda da bra. Kiba babashan de la breca de da no raca. Dende ne ne osunda. Dende di osunda da brei. Rica de di osunda da braca de di osunda da brece. Yergule le dia saharro. Gota da breca de di osa. Yergizende da bruca de di osunda da be. Yerrele osunda da breca de di osaha. Yes, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Woo! Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Woo! We give you praise. Arregise de redigosota. We give you praise, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, saints, the Lord doesn't care whether he saves by many or by few. He wants us united in his spirit. That's what counts. Holy Spirit, thank you. He wants us united in his spirit. That's what counts. Yes, we are a worldwide ministry. There's some people that don't quite have the picture. We are in over 100 different nations on the globe. We are an international worldwide ministry. People listen to us all over the globe at different times depending on their time zone. Amen. But God brings us all together in his spirit. And when we do war, God responds. Don't ever forget that. Father, we just give you praise for it in Jesus' name. We give you praise for the expansion of the ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise, Lord. We just thank you. We worship you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We honor you and we reverence you, Father. We thank you, Father, for coming to reign over us. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' name. You're calling us to fellowship with you more, Father, on this fast. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Speaking of the fast, it begins on October 11th at 7 p.m. your time zone. And it continues through with no breaks. It continues through October 17th at 5 p.m. your time zone. The foods for the fast are as follows. Water. You got that down? Water. W-A-T-E-R, water. Holy Communion. Holy Communion. Okay, you got that now? Holy Communion. Soup. S-O-U-P, soup. And that concludes the list of the foods for the fast. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 18. And our verse for meditation is Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 through 12. Our featured ebook is Demonology, Virtual Realities, Technologies. If you're a person that likes to play video games, you need to read this book. Why? Because you've already given your mind away to the devil, and you need to find out how to get it back in Jesus' name. Jesus gave you a sound mind. You gave it away. You need to find out what has happened so you can reclaim your sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So, tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you and we bind all false flags. We bind all false flags worldwide in Jesus' name. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over every false flag. And every detail, every detail of the outworking of every false flag. Father, we ask that you uncover everything about the false flag before they get it done. We, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you put them on public display, setting up the false flag in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that nothing can be hid, not one single thing. Everything will come out. And even the average person on the street who does not watch the daily news on TV will know about it. We bind all the retaliations in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bring before you Luke 8:17, Mark 4:22, Matthew 10:26, Luke 12:2, John 8:32, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You said, put you in remembrance of your word, Lord. We bind every false flag that is planned for the remainder of this year in Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, what the enemy has planned for the people, what the enemy has planned for us, what the enemy has intended to do against us, Lord, so shall it be as it was in the book of Esther, Father. It will return to them, and it will be their undoing in Jesus' name. We bind the grove, and the witchcraft done in the groves in the name of Jesus. Lord, release your angelic host to the groves in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, to do your bidding. In Jesus' name. Undo. Reverse. We bind the works and the secret counsels of the evil ones. In Jesus' name, we bind their plans. We bind their strategies. Undo, reverse. In the name of Jesus. All the secret counsels of the ungodly and evil ones. We return their counsel upon their own head in the name of Jesus. In their secret planning, uncover the secrets, Lord, in Jesus' name. Defeat their secret counsels. Defeat their plans. Place them in derision. Yes, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We send that attack back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We present to you tonight, Father, the prayers that Pastor Pat prayed when we were on the air many years ago. Hallelujah. Our agreement still stands, Father, in the name of Jesus. It stands in the heavenlies. It stands in the earth, stands beneath the earth, in Jesus' name. We give you praise. Satan, you can't win. In Jesus' holy name. Risa, you are defeated in the name of Jesus. Jesus defeated you. Father, set the battle in array in Jesus' name. Thank you. Whew. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Father, we thank you for your blood covering over us when we go into battle and into warfare in Jesus' name. We don't take it for granted. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your death on Calvary and your resurrection power and you being seated at the right hand of the Father in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We trust you, Lord. We love you. We reverence you. And we thank you for the grace of obedience in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now let's see, where was I? Oh, I know where I was. Okay. Now, saints, we were talking about the fast before I started praying again. Now, I gave you what we're going to have on the fast, water, Holy Communion, and soup. Everybody can remember that. Amen? Amen. I wanted to remind you that we've covered before, and there are in the archives sermons about fasting. But I want to remind you of a few reasons other than the most obvious ones why we fast. One of the reasons we fast, because more than ever, believers are in bondage to demonic powers, and believers need strength to stand against sin. Amen? Amen. Oh, by the way, a stew is not a soup. So Brunswick stew is not allowed because we're only doing soup. Amen? Amen. Now, back to the fasting. We also fast because believers throughout the whole world need solutions to many, many difficult problems and threatening situations that they are facing. So while we're on our fast, we want to remember people all over the world that are having these difficult life situations, not just the Afghans, Christians, but all over the globe, even here. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Well, I disagree, Nicole. The Lord said soup. He did not put limitations on the soup. Now, whatever soup you choose, it has to be cleared by the Holy Spirit, as always. Amen? But in general, the Lord did not give a limitation on the soup. He said soup, and that was it. Praise the Lord. So if that's the soup you want to have, you'll have to clear it with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Another reason that we fast is because the church is in desperate need of revival. The church and the world is in desperate need of revival. And every tribe and every tongue and every nation is in desperate need of evangelization. We need the gospel to go forth. Another reason for fasting is because the church and the world in general, but the church in particular, are crying out for people that have godly character and holy integrity. Godly character and holy integrity. People who have found Jesus Christ and his healing and strength, even emotional healing, to overcome sinful, destructive habits. Yes, we fast for that. We also fast because of the abundance that certain parts of the world have. They have an abundance of food, abundance of clothing, abundance of almost everything, that the realities of starvation and malnutrition that not only goes on in what the world calls third world countries, but right here in whatever they think is the first world. You know, really, there's only one world, but this is what they call it. You know, first world countries, amen, because there's starvation and malnutrition right here. I don't have to go anywhere to find that. We also fast because the media has so taken over people's attentions, even believers, that people are now operating according to principles that are completely the opposite and alien to God's will for their lives. That's another reason we fast. Another reason we fast is because due to the abundance of food and every kind of technology, medical technology. You know, there are Christians that don't even pray to the Lord before they run to the doctor. You know, they just jump up and run because they have insurance. Because they do that doesn't make them necessarily healthier than people in nations that have to rely on natural resources and natural human immunity. So we pray about, we fast because of that. We also fast because a lot of believers have become so entangled in economic, political, and social issues that they need to be set free so they can establish their testimonies so that they can be an influence for others for Christ. You see, there's lots and lots and lots of reasons for fasting. We also fast because there's a continual growth. The Bible says that seducers and evil people will wax worse and worse. Well, we can tell about that. There's a growing influence of witchcraft and other demonic forces. And it seems like what is biblical Christianity, according to the scriptures, that doesn't seem to be having as much influence in the world. And believers need more protection from the evil one. So those are just a few of the reasons why we fast, along with the obvious one. So I just wanted to share that with you so that you would understand really how seriously important fasting is. This isn't just a rote thing we do every month. No, this is powerful. It's impactful. It changes our lives. It affects other people's lives, even people's lives on the other side of the globe. It affects the whole wide world. We've sought the Lord, and we've learned to change history through prayer and fasting. So, saints, this is not just something to do because this is what we do. This is something we do. This is something we offer to the Lord, and he uses it to get his will done in the earth all over the globe, everywhere. There are people who will never go to hell because we continue to fast and pray and seek the Lord and turn from our wicked ways so God could pour out his blessings and heal our land. You're not just in a ministry to learn things, okay? That's wonderful that the Lord teaches us and we learn. But what we learn, we're supposed to use to make a change in the world. Amen? Amen. Amen? Praise the Lord. What we're doing is life-changing, world-changing. And some of you won't get it till you get home. Nonetheless, I'm trying to tell you. Amen? Pastor loves you. So, I want you to have that point of view that what we do when we pray and we fast and we seek the Lord and we do warfare, it makes changes all over the globe. Amen? Amen. We need to know that our work in the Lord, our labor in the Lord is not in vain. It makes a difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us about the same strategy. What strategy are you talking about, Pastor? Well, you know, if I'm talking about it, it's a strategy that Jesus used. And in Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, but he turned, Jesus, and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. That's what Jesus said. So, saints, and before I get any further, I want to give out the guest call-in number. That number is area code 319-527-6235, and don't forget to press 1. Area code 319-527-6235, and don't forget to press 1. Jesus knew Satan's method of operation. He knew his tactics. He knew his strategies. We need to know, too. Jesus fully understood that Satan is and always will be a liar. That's never going to change. Unfortunately, many Christians listen to these same words and take for granted that they've got it, and that they need no more. Well, now, how foolish is that? You see, there comes a time when you have to learn how to meditate on the Word of God. You have to really mull it over in your spirit. Let it sink in to your spirit so the Holy Spirit can open it up and it begins to blossom in you. And you begin to see what the Lord is saying. You don't just hear it, but you see what the Lord is saying. Satan is a liar. He always has done that. And you can't just hear those words and say, okay, I got it, he's a liar. No, you don't have it yet. But if you keep meditating on it, it will open up inside of you and you will really begin to understand that. Jesus plainly told the religious Pharisees of his day in John chapter 8, verse 44, John chapter 8, verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. He would not stay in the truth. There are a lot of people who consider themselves to be Christians who do not abide in the truth. They have a mixture. And it's not a holy mixture either. Because there is no truth in him. No truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, father of it. So, Jesus said to them that they were not of God. Instead, they were of the devil. Many mistakenly believe that all humans are God's children. Not so. You've heard people say that. Well, we're all God's children. That is not the truth at all. There is no truth in that statement. And you should feel fine, just fine, saying to whomever says that, that statement is not the truth. Because it isn't. There is no truth in that statement. Until a person has received the spirit of adoption by repenting from their sins and forsaking them, asking Jesus Christ to forgive them and to come to live in their heart as their personal Savior and Lord, they do not have God's adoption, and they are not his child. Until they truly repent before the Lord, I don't just mean say some words because somebody said say some words. I mean repent from the heart. And you can't fool God. He sees everything. Then they receive the spirit of adoption. No spirit of adoption, they're not God's child. They're just another human on the earth. Jesus also told them that their connection with Satan was the open door for them to perform Satan's bidding instead of doing the Father's will. I'll say that again. Jesus told those religious leaders that their connection with Satan, you see, they had a connection. He said, you are of your father, the devil. They had a connection with Satan. And that connection opened the door for them to perform Satan's bidding, to do what Satan wanted them to do, instead of the Holy Father's will. Satan is also a murderer. Jesus said he was a murderer from the beginning. His plan is to kill something or someone. And there's never a time that he's not planning to do just that. We should not give him that opportunity. He does not have any kinship at all with the truth. There is no truth in him. So since Jesus could say this to the Pharisees, what about those whom you are dealing with? What about them? If he could say this to the Pharisees, and they were the religious leadership and order of the day in the Jewish community, what about those whom you're dealing with? Have you rightly applied this scripture to your situation? Why is it? Why do saints expect truth to come forth from someone who is not honest and does not have the spirit of truth in them? Think about it. Think about that. That's something to think about. Why would you expect such? Saints often set themselves up for disappointment by living in a world of unrealistic expectations. That's right. They expect the sinners that they are engaged with or the sinners that they live with to act like sanctified people. But sinners act like sinners. Usually the confusion comes in when you think someone is a Christian, you have thought that for a long time, and then as you become more and more and more intimately acquainted with them, or you begin to pray and fast and seek the Lord for their salvation, their true colors come out. Their true colors come out, and it's hard to miss them. So, even though the saints know that the person is full of demons and wickedness, saints have a tendency to wear rose-colored glasses, if you know what I mean. They want to think everybody is sweet. And everybody is nice. And everybody is wonderful. They go to work thinking everybody is sweet. Everybody is nice. And everybody is wonderful. And then there's somebody on the job that keeps making these sly remarks to them. And they think, you know, it's something wrong with that person. Usually that person's a witch or a warlock or a wizard. No, and it's not just something's strange about them or something's wrong with them. No, they're actually in witchcraft. And you need to come to that conclusion a little faster because you are associated with the ministry who teaches you that. So you should not be blind, and you should not be wearing rose-colored glasses. They don't help you to see truth, and they don't help you to discern spirit. You need to have a quicker, keener awareness of when you are in the presence of the evil. You need to know it. You need to understand that there's a beautiful side to evil. You need to see beyond the veneer, the facade, the pretense, the hypocrisy, the put-on. You need to be able to see beyond that, because we pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, a heart to believe and a mind to receive from our Father. The Holy Spirit lives in us. He's the Spirit of truth. But you know, if you go in by blinding your own mind, by going, oh, everyone is beautiful and everyone is lovely and everyone is sweet and everyone is nice, you're going to stay blind for a very long time. The Bible does not teach that everyone is lovely, wonderful, sweet, and nice. The Bible does not teach that people are basically good, because they are not. People are basically evil. Amen? People are not basically good. They're basically evil. And some of them want it to stay that way. They don't want any change. They don't want your witness, because they love their sin. And that's what they want to do. So, we should expect that. Yes, we should. We should expect that, and we should know that. We shouldn't be walking around thinking everyone is kind and nice and lovely, because that's just not the truth. We shouldn't be taking people at this point in life at face value, because that's dangerous, extremely dangerous. So, some of us live with evil persons and expect life to go well. Well, how can life go well if you're holy and they're evil? There is no agreement between the Spirit of God and wickedness. Now, you can go around pretending for as long as it suits you, but it would be wonderful if you decided to walk in truth. Amen? Yes, it would. Jesus said that they will perform the works of their father, the devil, so expect that. That it's not a question of maybe, it's a definite they will do it. They will perform the works of their father, the devil. So you should expect that from them. When you hear that lie, know that it is the enemy speaking through them. When you hear the lie, know that it is the enemy speaking through them. Gag the enemy's mouth with the blood of Jesus. Don't just stand there gawking. Gag the enemy's mouth with the blood of Jesus. That's right. Don't stand there like a calf at a new gate, like, and duh. Don't do that. Move into action. gag the enemy's mouth with the blood of Jesus. Jesus refused to listen to the enemy at all. He just outright refused to receive anything from the enemy. He wouldn't listen to it for a moment, and neither should you. Jesus wouldn't argue with the devil. He didn't have that tit-for-tat back-and-forth foolishness. He didn't do that. That's not one of his strategies, and it shouldn't be yours. Jesus didn't place any reliability in anything that the enemy said, because liars don't specialize in truth. Liars don't specialize in truth. When you need truth, saint, go to the specialist, the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of truth. Still speaks through people. Yes, he does. He still speaks through people. Yes, even through believers. Even through believers. In Matthew chapter 16, beginning at verse 21, Matthew chapter 16, beginning with verse 21, we'll start in verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. So, Jesus was explaining to his disciples the truth concerning the future of his earthly ministry. He was imparting truth. But in verse 22, we see a change took place. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Well, obviously, that was not the truth. Obviously, what was coming out of Peter's mouth at that moment was not the truth. Satan interrupted by using the open door of Peter's emotion. That's right. Satan interrupted by using the open door of Peter's emotions and refusal of truth. You see, Peter became offended with what Jesus was saying. Remember we talked about those feelings not too long ago? And we said sometimes truth is difficult to accept. It's difficult to accept. And when truth is difficult to accept, people become offended. And then they get into their emotions and into their flesh, and then the devil takes them. It's happened to some of you. Truth has come forth through ministry, and you didn't want to receive it. You didn't like it. It didn't suit you. You didn't want to hear it. You didn't want to know it. And you shut it down. And then some of you decided not to listen to us for a while because you didn't like what was said. But you see, when it's the truth from the throne of God, whether you like it or whether you don't, whether it suits you or whether it doesn't, it's time to humble yourself and receive the truth. And that's the case for every saint. Sitting home pouting and sulking and licking your little supposed wounds that are actually not wounds at all, but correction from the Holy Spirit, saints, it's time to grow up. You know, I've seen this all throughout my Christian life. The word comes forth. Somebody doesn't like it because they live their lives in the flesh instead of in the spirit. They're not used to getting corrected. So when the correction comes, they get an attitude, and it's an attitude of offense that they need to repent from. And so they decide they're not coming to church. Well, that's not hurting Jesus. It is hurting them. It's putting them right in the hands of the wicked one. Rebellion will get you into trouble, and the devil is waiting for you to swing that door open. If you sit there in your offense for too long, the devil will come right along and scoop you up. And then you will sit there with this offense and bitterness in your heart. You won't be able to get your prayers answered properly. You'll have hindrances to your prayers, hindrances to your blessings. And then you want to point the finger and say it was somebody else's fault, and they were mean to you and hurt your feelings and blah, 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 when you're actually acting quite immature. When you're walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. You'll be pointing the finger at everybody but the right person, yourself. So, saints, the Lord has called us to mature. He's called us to grow up. And he expects us to do just that. God does not tell us to do things we cannot do at all. If he tells us to do it, he expects for us to make the effort to do it sincerely, and he will provide the grace to get it done. But rebellion and disobedience do not please the Lord. Turning, you know, having a stiff neck and a hard head and shifting and turning the shoulders in rejection to correction is not the way to go, saints. It does not bring the blessing of the Lord. But it will attract the enemy, and he will take full advantage of the situation. And he will soon have you backslidden. He will have you backslidden, and you will not even realize what has happened to you. So this is a very, very dangerous thing. Very, very dangerous. You see, Satan still speaks through people, even believers, yes. Even believers. Yes, he does. But he used Peter's emotion, Peter's offense, Peter's refusal of the truth, and he used Peter's mouth. You see, if he can't get you on the emotions, if he can't get you on the refusal of the truth, then goes the mouth. The Bible says if we don't bridle the mouth, your whole religion is vain. You know, so you feel offended, so you crawl into your little shell there, and you isolate yourself from the body of Christ. No, what you did was you put yourself on Main Street with the devil. That's really what you did. You know, I can remember years ago when I was a child watching some kind of kingdom, Animal Kingdom or something. I don't think that's the name. The Mutual of Omaha people did the show, Wild Kingdom or some kingdom or other. And I remember this particular thing. Whenever there was like a flock or a herd and one of them would get astray. They would get away from the herd. They became the one that the lion or the leopard or the cougar would go after. Whatever the predator was, it was waiting for the one that got away from the herd. And when you decide you want to sit there and sulk and pout and act like you're about 2 years old, when God corrects you and you don't want to associate with the body of believers anymore, you rather go with the believers that are more carnal and less spiritual, you've opened yourself up to the enemy. It's automatic. And he will come and devour you. You should expect that. Our mouths, saints, belong to Jesus. Our mouths belong to Jesus. We are to come out of the world and be separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean. God will receive us. We can't hang out with the world and do what the world does and then show up and try to rub elbows with the Christians for 2 minutes. It just doesn't work that way. So, saints, Jesus dealt with Satan directly. Yes, he did. Jesus got right to the point. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." That is what the saints are to do. Deal with Satan direct and get to the point. That's right. Bind the mouths of the demons in Jesus' name and forbid them to speak to you. Come into agreement in the opening prayer when we pray, when I bind all the voices of the stranger and their attack. That's a strategy you can use. Every time we come on the air, I bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks. Come into agreement. Return the attacks of the stranger to the stranger in Jesus' name. You can do that. That's a strategy. Cover your ears. Yes, your spiritual ears with the blood of Jesus. That's a strategy. You can use it. These are a few of the strategies that saints must use when Satan comes to us with a bunch of lies. You see, Jesus didn't give any place to the devil, and neither should we. We are commanded in the word not to give any place to the devil. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. More and more people get taken by fraudulent calls and schemes every year. Those demons sit there and they dial for dollars, and they buzz everybody's cell phone. They send emails to everybody, and they're schemers, and this is the season for them. All through the beginning of the next year, this is their season. They're dialing for dollars, and they're trying to pull the wool over your eyes, so to speak. They don't want you to catch on to the fact that they're actually a pack of liars, and they want to steal your money. But you see, your money belongs to God, and you're supposed to seek him before you make any purchase, before you say anything. Saints, don't receive the lies of the devil. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Okay? It's okay to hang up your phone. It's your phone. Ask the Holy Spirit before you say anything. Spirit, what you think of this? Okay, that's the end of the call. You don't have to explain why you're hanging up. You don't have to go into all of that long da-da-da-da-da. That's not required. Robocalls are not from the Father. So why answer? Amen? Let's look at a few of the lies that Satan tries to get us to swallow. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, for this one. Satan has a tendency to say to some people when they are in a personal relationship with someone, oh, I can change them. That is a big lie. You can't get yourself changed. You have to go to God for him to change you. You can't change anybody. So don't fall for that lie. That's a lie of the devil. Amen? Saints, what happens when you are faced with one problem after another? What do? The car breaks down, the air conditioning quits running, and your sister needs to borrow some money. What do? Someone will say, well, if God really cared about you, this wouldn't be happening to you. Really? Seriously, saints. Problems happen to everybody, sinners and saints alike. And God loves everybody, sinners and saints alike. He'll say, see, this is what you get for serving God. Just like in Job chapter 2, when his wife turned and said, why don't you curse God and die? But what did Job do? He responded immediately. He responded immediately. Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In other words, we can get all God's blessings, but nothing bad can ever happen. Is that what you're saying? That's not why. Amen. When you step out in faith to pray for a neighbor who is sick, Satan will tell you, your faith is too weak. Really? Nothing is going to happen when you pray, and you're going to look stupid. Saints, when you pray to the Father in Jesus' name, what does the scripture say? You need to look it up so you can tell that devil that's trying to tell you that nothing's going to happen, you need to be able to quote that scripture to the devil. Amen? When it seems as if there's no way possible to get out from under the financial and health burdens that you are dealing with, Satan will come and say to you, yeah, he always has something to say that you really shouldn't hear. He's good at that. Amen. He's always doing something he ain't got any business doing. You might as well give up. Stop paying your tithe and giving your offering and giving your alms until you get all of these bills paid off. God is not concerned about your finances. He's forgotten about you. Things won't ever change. That's the devil talking. And sometimes, saints, when you hear hear the devil, it sounds like your own voice. So you don't catch it at first. But it's the devil. When it doesn't line up with the scriptures, it's the devil. That's why we teach you to bind every thought. Bind every thought. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations. That's a strategy you can use. Or after you have fasted and prayed for healing in your body and you don't see an outward manifestation that a healing has taken place, Satan will tell you, you are wasting your time. Miracles aren't for today. There is nothing you can do except to accept this sickness and learn to live with it. Now, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Saints, think about the circumstances that you are facing right now. What lies has Satan been telling you? Been saying something. Yes, he has. He does it to everybody. Right now, saints, use the power and authority that Jesus has given you to shut the mouth of Satan. He has lied to you long enough. Don't be afraid to speak to him. Jesus wasn't afraid. Jesus wasn't intimidated. He spoke directly to Satan. It may be that Satan is using someone else to speak his lies to you as he spoke through Peter. But saints, don't let Satan hide behind someone else. Don't let him get away with that. It's up to you to shut that down. Don't let Satan hide behind somebody else and attack you. Don't let him get away with it, not for a moment. Because if you let him get away with it, he'll just keep right on doing it and keep right on doing it. Amen? Recognize who is doing the talking and speak directly to him. Recognize who is doing the talking and speak directly to him. Satan, I bind your lies in Jesus' name. Amen? In Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In verse 1, Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faith is the evidence of the healing that you can't see yet. Don't let go. In Romans chapter 10, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. All that trust and faith and confidence that you have in God and his word, don't fling it out the window because circumstances don't look right and people are acting crazy. God is still God. He has not changed. Amen. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. When you ask for it, believe that you got it, and don't let go. Amen? Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22. Be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Yes, we can have wholeness by faith. Yes, we can. God has provided it for us. Yes, he has. Don't let go. That's not what we do. Matthew chapter 9, verse 29. According to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. Don't give up. That's not the way to go. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed profession before many witnesses. Fight the good fight of faith, saint. It doesn't mean you can fight it on Sunday and not fight it the rest of the week. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't mean you can fight it on Sunday and then just lay in the bed the rest of the week and not do anything. No. It says fight the good fight of faith. You got symptoms in your body? Fight the good fight of faith. You said, Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus, and it doesn't seem bound yet. Well, keep on. There is no limit to how many times you can say it. Keep right on. Press right in. Keep on going. There's no statute of limitations on how many times you can bind the devil. Amen? Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. You have to learn to live by faith. That's right. Yes, there's a learning curve, but the Holy Spirit's here to help you. Amen? 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Somebody needs to put this one on their refrigerator. I don't know who it is, but somebody needs to put this scripture on their refrigerator, and in the bathroom and on the refrigerator. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Yes, God hears us. He's not deaf. He's not dead. He's alive. And he listens to us. He listens to us when we pray. And he tells us that he's going to do just that. He's going to listen when we pray, and he's not going to ignore us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So now why is it that you want to fling the the promise that God gave you out the window. No. It's important. It's full of faith. It's full of power. And it's what God gave to you. Hold on to it. God will bring it to pass. Yes, he will. God is not a liar. God does not lie. Amen. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Men ought always to pray and not to faint and not to quit and not to give up. Saints ought always to pray and not get faint-hearted, not give up, not quit, not turn back. Amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise. God's promises do not fall to the ground unfulfilled. God is faithful. He keeps his word, and he does what he says. Amen. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? You know he's going to make it good. You know that down in your innermost being. The Bible says we're not supposed to doubt in our heart. So you can speak to that foolishness going on in your mind, and you can bind it in the name of Jesus. All of those thoughts going back and forth, saying all kinds of things, you can just bind them in the name of Jesus. You don't have to put up with that. You're an overcomer in Jesus Christ. But I had this thought. And then did you bind it? That's a strategy. Binding, loosening. It works for the believer. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4, verse 20. Well, the patriarch staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. What does unbelief do? It makes you vacillate. It makes you stagger. It makes you flip-flop on God. And when you do that, you shouldn't. The Bible says we shouldn't expect to receive anything from God that way. Amen? So the patriarch staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. Fully persuaded that what he had promised, that what God had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. It was counted to him for righteousness.
That's right.
So, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. You out of strength, so you think? Well, look at who takes care of that. Perhaps you need to have some more fellowship with the Father. Amen? Amen, saints. God loves us. He's here to encourage us and to help us, but we've got to want to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. Amen? Amen. Brother Bill, you got some testimony?
Oh, yes, Pastor Sabrina, what a wonderful message, very encouraging. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I always get something out of this. It's just awesome. Thank you, Jesus. And my first praise report's yours. You said, Father, look, we say, Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing WPNJS. We just give you praise and glory for that, Lord Jesus. We just praise you that you healed them. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. That's a wonderful praise report. Jory has an awesome praise report, and you were talking last week about praying for animals. And listen to this one. Praise report, we prayed for my daughter's guinea pig that she rescued. He came with an eye issue. The vet said he might have to lose his eye, but yesterday the vet said it is improved, 95%, doesn't need to be removed. I bound the demonic attack against our pets in Psalms 34. Praise you, Lord Jesus, for that. We just praise you that the saints are learning how to fight and do the warfare. Amy Miller has a praise report. Praise the Lord, he's given me strength and the will to pull down a stronghold to destruction that and place the love of fasting in our hearts in the natural as well as mentally. When we verbally came in agreement by putting down our former stronghold with sugar under him by choosing Jesus and not sugar, we did not know it then. But he blessed us. He gave us strength and grace to withhold and stand against it. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and your goodness. Saints, it's been a long battle with sugar, and now it's over. Every day we choose to recommit to him. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. We just give you praise. That is a big stronghold in a lot of saints. Praise you, Lord, that they're able to overcome. Amy has another praise report. I placed a prayer request about a week or two ago for both my manager and a husband. They had taken the COVID shot, and Jesus had mercy on them, and he healed them. And the next day, the manager was no longer sick, and her husband was able to get out of bed and eat for the first time in 3 days and is now fully recovered. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You gave that couple another chance. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Nina has a praise report. I was out of work for 2 weeks, but God provided me with enough money to do what I needed to do. Praise you, Lord, for that. We give you praise and glory. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We just give you praise. Saints, don't ever give up. Just keep fighting, and you will always win. And here is a secret. We enter his gates through thanksgiving and praise. That's part of your warfare, too. I start singing those Blood of Jesus songs, and that runs the devil off. And I just give you all the praise for these wonderful testimonies. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I want to thank the Lord for his goodness to us because we got a lot of goodness. Amen? We have a lot of goodness. And, all right, Lord. And I want us to start preparing our heart for our week of fellowship with the Father. I want us to start on the inside. Preparing for that in our thoughts, in our prayer time, in our worship time, preparing ourselves for that week. It's going to be a very special week, saints. It's not going to be like every ordinary week that seemingly comes in and flies back. No, this is a special time. And so we need to make a place for the Lord in our heart. We need to make room for him. That's what we need to do. We need to make room for him. Some of us haven't done this in a very long time. That's what I'm perceiving. That we've been going along in our little Christian life. But now, saints, it's time for us to make some room in our hearts for the Father. And you say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Actually, if you meditate on it for a little while, it'll come to you. Inside ourselves, we got a lot going on. A lot is going on. And some of those things we're going to have to put aside to make room for the Father. We got to give him a place. We've got to give him a time. We've got to seek his face. We have to focus. We have to give our hearts to it. We've got to make room for him. But the Lord says he wants us to know how important this is. This is of great importance to him. And he wants it to be of great importance to us. You see, there are people who are approaching a pivot point in their life, whether they realize it or not. They're coming up on a turning point. And they are going to need the strength and the power that comes from the fellowship with the Father in order to successfully manage this part. It's a critical place. It's a critical point. But the preparation for that is during this fast. The preparation for that critical place, that turning point, is during this fast. So, saints, I want to urge you very strongly not to take this lightly. This is a serious matter. This is a very, very serious matter. Amen. Father, thank you for answering my prayer. Thank you, Lord. This is a very serious matter. Don't take it lightly, saints. That's what I'm perceiving from the Lord right now. It's important to the Father, and he wants it to be important to us. Amen? Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and area code 786. You're on the air live now in Jesus' name.
Dr. Sabrina?
Yes.
Hi, it's AK. I'm just calling in because I need some deliverance, to be honest. The Lord revealed to me recently that I had a few of them in the back of my mind, but he revealed the rest, things I've stolen and times that I've stolen. Do you want me to go over a quick list of about 12 or no?
Yes.
I'm going to name some people and places that are, I don't think, too important. I'm just going to name them. So $20 from a Miss McDonald's, $20 from an art store, $10 to $15 from a CCO co-op, a hot dog from a boy named Rudy, 25 cents with a boy named Gus at a church. Candies from the Fresh Market. Salted pecans from Madame Francine. 10 redhead Nerf bullets. A cupcake from Miss Adelman. A cookie from Miss Nancy. 2 action figures from a boy in Collegeville. A cookie from a pastry shop in Philadelphia. A pack of 12 gums from Fresh Market. And $10 to $15 from CC or Co-op.
And what do all these things represent?
Times when I trespassed into somebody else's property or belongings and took it.
So you have sticky fingers?
You could say.
Okay.
And you want deliverance. I take it that you've repented already.
To the best of my ability, I repented last morning, but should I do it out loud or here again? Or
if you've already repented, that's okay, but if you do it now, we'll all come in agreement with you. How about that?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
So in Jesus' name, I repent for the robberies that I have previously listed. In Jesus' name, I'm sorry for doing them, God. I ask you to please forgive me, and I ask you to please help me receive deliverance from the spirit that caused me to steal and to try to take somebody else's property. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come in agreement with our brother's prayer. In Jesus' name, we come in agreement with our brother's prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that in the Word of God, the Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 12, that if we take something, that the man restores fourfold because he did this thing and had no pity. In Luke chapter 19, Zacchaeus stood and said to you, Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up our brother to you. We remit his sin in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power. We bind, Father, in the name of Jesus, the temptation to steal in Jesus' name, the temptation to pilfer in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to heal it at its root. We curse that fruit that is not of Jesus Christ, and we pluck it up out of his life now in the name of Jesus. Whew, thank you, Lord. Take a deep breath and cough from your gut. Come out of him. You can't stay there. There's no place to stay. Cough that thing out in the name of Jesus. Cough it out. Come up and out of him now. Come out of the hands. Come out of the fingers. Come out of the mind. Come out of the eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Come out of the thoughts. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, the Bible says Jesus became a curse for him. You took that curse on the tree. So Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to remove that curse from his life. Hey! Thank you, Lord. It comes down the paternal side of his family line. We ask you to break and remove that curse from his life forevermore, Father, and allow him to go free and allow him to be honest and truthful and sincere, not taking anything from anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the work of the devil, that insidious work of the devil. In the name of Jesus, take another deep breath and cough from your gut. Let it come on out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of him in the name of Jesus. You're trying to get caught in his throat. Come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, burn it out in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, burn it out in the name of Jesus. Holy fire on all those spirits. We bind you all to your strong man, and we break the power of the strong man. We bind him and chain him and send him into the cage to the feet of Jesus. Father, we thank you for causing these devils to come subject to the name of Jesus. Come out of him. No, you cannot stay in there. You cannot stay in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All of it, every bit of it, all of it, all of it, all of it, every bit of it, all of it, all the cold spirits, come on out, all of it, all the supporting devils, all of you, you're bound in the name of Jesus already. Come on out, come on out. Make yourself microscopic and come out of him. You can't stay, you can't stay. Fire of God to burn them out in the name of Jesus. Fire of God to burn them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of him. Amen. He doesn't want you. And there's no place for you to stay in Jesus' name. There's no place for you to stay in the name of Jesus. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to blow your nose.
Okay.
Good. 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 Amen. Now take a deep breath and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and the holy fire to burn the rest of this out and the Father to take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm very proud of you because some people, well, first of all, some people don't have an opportunity to get deliverance. But some children don't repent of this, and that sin grows with them as they grow up. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And sometimes they become embezzlers. Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Love you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Amen. Amen. You know, saints, if we catch it at the onset, we do better, don't we? 229, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes, praise the Lord, Dr. Sabrina. I so enjoyed your sermon tonight. God bless you. This is Jackie B. I think you remember me. I was calling to say that, yes, I was calling to say I'm so thankful for your ministry, and I'm so thankful where God has brought me from where I was. I think you remember to the present. God has been good to me. You know, I don't have the fear that I had. Like, God has taken that all away from me, and that my prayer life, I know, has increased so much, you know, like I'm always in prayer and praising to God. I just thank God for all your teachings, and I thank God for keeping me and giving me strength. I thank God that I have an appetite to eat when I wasn't eating much because of the witchcraft I was going through. which I'm still fighting, but I know it's a process. I have neighbors from the right of me and to the left of me, Dr. Sabrina, and they fight against me. I guess they join a group because now it seems like my ex-husband, the wizard, and his witch girlfriend, they fight me from the outside. My bedroom of my house is in the back of the house, and that's where I sleep. But they be working from my windows. You know, you hear scraping and banging. You know, I put up the firewalls and all, you know, that I've been taught. But they can't get in, and they're angry because it's something that they run outside of my window that they want my voice to be in. Because through my voice, if I'm talking or something, it goes into whatever they have out there, you know, for me. And they keep saying, you got to stretch your mouth. This is what they be saying. You better open your mouth. All you do when you pray to Jesus, you mess up our machine. And then that wizard, I hate to call him, you know what I'm saying, he be saying, oh, I sure didn't know you had all that Jesus in you. I sure didn't know that because you would have been dead by now. I've been trying to kill you for so long, I can't kill you. I thought I had you now that I know where you are. And I can't get in your house, you know. I guess the astral projecting, is that what you call it, but trying to get in, and he can't get in. Because God put a shield around my house, they can't get in. I heard them get burned sometime when they try to come to my door, you know, in the midnight or way in the morning, about 3 or 4 in the morning, that's when they come. You know, they make all this noise. This morning, they came through my radio. I had my radio on very low, you know, listening to gospel, you know, listening. You know, I had Pat Holiday on for a while, and then I just turned on the radio because it's a minister I love to hear sometimes praying and preaching. And I just left it real low, and then he comes speaking through it. But I plead the blood. Mm-hmm. I plead the blood. I didn't put up fear. But he left out of it when I plead the blood and the fiery arrows. But I just wanted you to pray for that. And then the second problem, Dr. Sabrina, is my daughter. I think I told you a little about her. She was praying with me, blessing me. But she's sort of like she had COVID, and I prayed and God healed her of that. But I haven't seen her since she moved out of my house and got her own place. But she's been with the wrong crowd again and called me the other day. And I said, Kim, I said, you know, God has blessed me because I'm all alone now. I have Jesus, of course, but, you know, I never see her. And I don't see my grandchildren because one is in the Marines, the one that hurried her. And she was only a little girl. And Kim holds that against me. And she said that's why she don't want to see me because all the things they're going through is because of me and what I did by marrying him, which I didn't know he was, you know, I never knew anybody could be like that. But she holds that against me. And when I told her when she called, I said, Kim, God has blessed me and brought me a mighty long way from where I was. And she said, I don't want to hear all your haunting praises about where God brought you from. And she hung up. You're too much pressure, she told me. So I said, okay. Mm-hmm. She hung up, so I didn't bother her anymore. So those are the things I need prayer for.
All right. First of all, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we disconnect the demonic realm. We disconnect the wizard from her electronic equipment in Jesus' name. We send it back. Every impulse, every wave that is used, we send it right back upon the rigisi. We send it right back to the attacker, to the enemy in Jesus' name. We send it back with the fire of God in Jesus' name. We send it back with the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus. We break the griffin hole in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, suffer not against to live, Lord. We thank you for the word. We say, hey, hallelujah. We thank you for the word in the name of Jesus Christ. We ricky si di ribrusha la radio son de ribrike de dianda da braki di dio
son
de braka tere bru. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over Belial and his attack on her daughter and her granddaughters in Jesus' name. We break his grip and hold and his agent's grip and hold in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, for the convicting power of the Holy Spirit on all of them. We ask, Father, that you bring them back into the fold of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind the sex devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit of love. In the name of Jesus Christ, evil concupiscence, idolatry, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lustful physical sensations, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your grip and hold in their lives in the name of Jesus. The lies of the enemy, the voices of the stranger. We mute, muzzle, and gag with the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for the righteous judge to judge all the lies that they have believed in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for a judgment, Father, on all the lies that her daughter and granddaughters have believed. In Jesus' name, turn that down just a little. We ask for a judgment, Father, on all the lies that her daughters and her granddaughters have believed in Jesus' name, and we forbid them to continue to walk in that vein. We can forbid them to continue to walk in that delusion and that deception. We bind those devils that hold them there. We break the power of that stronghold in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for their deliverance, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. We give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
Pastor, can I just say one more thing that was very important?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. When I was going out my door this afternoon to walk my dog, this bird came. Right into my door, you know, trying to frighten me, and it followed me, but I plead the blood and sent fiery arrows that it started running from me. And that happened a couple of times when I go out my door. A little small brown bird.
In the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the wizard shape-shifting into a bird in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for handling that according to your wisdom and the prayers that are offered in our opening prayer in Jesus' name. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you praise. Amen. Walk fire for that bird in Jesus' name.
Amen. Exactly. Amen. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, the devil can't win. We need to help him understand that he really cannot win. So that means we have to continue to stand. Area code 336. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Yes, this is Dina. How are you, Pastor Sabrina?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine, and you?
I could do better, but I'm blessed in the name of Jesus.
All right.
I am still having constant astral travel, and I've cleaned a lot of things out of my house. I've cut the silver cords. I bind, and I don't know what to do because this is a constant thing all day long. I'm feeling these curses on my face. This person will not go. They'll go for like a few minutes. There's some kind of connection, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's something I'm doing improperly or what.
No, it's not something you're doing improperly. It's something you have to press the battle till you get to the end. And you have to keep asking the Lord to give you wisdom in warfare, to teach you what you need to do, to uncover. It's more of an uncovering. You just keep doing what you're doing because what you're doing is effective. Just keep pressing. Keep putting your prayer requests in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. You're going to press into a breakthrough, but you got to learn to press. See, this is something you have to learn. It's not automatic. You don't automatically know that you have to press a battle. It's a learning process, and you are going through that learning process. So you have to be continual. You have to be right on it all the time and press the battle, okay? That's how you're going to get your breakthrough.
Okay.
Amen.
And also, amen, Pastor Sabrina. I'm sorry. Amen. And can I ask you, can you pray for me for my some dreams I've had?
Sure.
Yeah,
did
I had,
you do the protocol?
It seems like I had sex with two men, not one, two, and had two children the next night. And then I saw a bunch of boxes, another night, like I'm being boxed in. And then I saw a huge alligator. I saw all this water, and then I had another dream. I don't know if that was a dream or why. I don't know if I was lucid, but something was trying to lift me off the bed twice. But I did bind it in the name of Jesus, and then it stopped. And then something was putting pressure on me, and then I bound that in the name of Jesus, and that stopped too. And another dream I had at the very end, it tried to speak colon cancer and congestive heart failure over me. I did the dream protocol on all of these, but I just wanted to get extra prayer support.
Okay.
If that'll be all right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we uproot. We uproot the basis and the foundation. Saints in your prayer language. Holy fire on the foundation of this. Holy fire to engulf the foundation. We break the cage and we set the captive free. We break the cage and we set the captive free. We break the cage and we set the captive free in Jesus' name. We break the cage and we set the captive free in the name of Jesus. No, she's not chosen in Jesus' name. We break the power of being the chosen one in Jesus' name. Let her go in the name of Jesus. We break the power of every demonic dedication over her life in the name of Jesus. Demonic calling, we break your grip and hold. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut her free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chain, fetter, net, yoke, covenant, every covenant, every covenant, every covenant, every covenant, every covenant, every covenant that's not of Jesus Christ, we cut her free. We loose her from it in Jesus' name. Every bound, every plague, every demonic dedication, every dedication that was made under the rock, break it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every dedication that was made in a demonic ritual, we break your grip and hold over her life in the name of Jesus.
Rica de Debrosa, La Valle, and Urucosa de Bre. We strip off your armor in the name of Jesus Christ. We put out your fire. We break the power of your death roll in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send the fire of God back up the family lines in the name of Jesus Christ. We send the fire of God back up the family lines in the name of Jesus. We send the fire of God back up the family lines in the name of Jesus to destroy through that what was done in the past. To destroy what was done in the past in the name of Jesus. We send the all-consuming fire of God back up the family lines to destroy what was done in the past in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We take back her days from the devil in the name of Jesus. We take back her days from the devil in the name of Jesus. We break his grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break his grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus. We break his grip and hold right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is on her life. The blood of Jesus speaks for her in the heavenlies. The blood of Jesus speaks for her in every realm. The blood speaks for her. The blood speaks for her in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. All of you. Come out. Every spirit that came in the dream world, we close your portal and we fill it with the blood of Jesus. We close your portal. And we fill it with the blood of Jesus. We take back her mind in the name of Jesus Christ. We burn the sex devils in the name of Jesus. We bind the marine spirits and we burn them with the all-consuming fire of God in Jesus' name. Hey, hallelujah. We burn every cord of attachment in the name of Jesus. We burn it with the all-consuming fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Come up and out of her. Come out of her. Native American witchcraft, you come out of her. Native American witchcraft, you come out of her in the name of Jesus. We bind you. You get her. We uproot you. We uproot you in the name of Jesus. We curse you and Jesus cursed the fig tree. We uproot you in the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her. We burn the boxes in the name of Jesus. We burn the boxes. We burn the boxes with the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Spiritual spouses and spiritual children, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We send you into the cage to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Every witch, warlock, sorcerer, shaman, soothsayer, divinator, from her past or her present, we put into the hands of God the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every soothsayer, every word spoken over her, insulated in the blood of Jesus. Come out of her. All of those spirits released in words, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Spoken over her life. We put you all under the feet of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Now take a deep breath and release your prayer language.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Sabrina.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. You know, saints, when you're fighting marine and water spirits, it's a continual battle. It's a continual battle, and you fight, and then you get a breakthrough, and then you keep fighting. We said, well, why don't this just go? No, that's a fight. The marine kingdom is the strongest kingdom in the devil's entourage. And it's a fight, especially if it's generational. Amen? Amen. So it's not an easy thing. And the saints have to come into agreement. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And some of you should have been coughing too. And if you weren't, why? You can always recast and cough in the name of Jesus. Amen? Yes, you can. Because it's hard to think that anybody doesn't ever have any water spirit. Not the way they float around this place. Amen. Earth is a place that they seem to like. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind mermen. In the name of Jesus, we bind all the mermen, and we encapsulate them in the all-consuming fire of God in the name of Jesus. All the mermen and the mermaid. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Tonight, Father, we lift up to you, Brother Marshall's going to lead us in prayer. And the governor of Pennsylvania declared that the March for Life, which took place, was just an anti-women rally by another name. He said they want to remove health care options during pregnancy. In other words, he's pro-abortion. He says he's vetoed 3 anti-choice bills. And he's going to veto all the rest of them. And so we're requesting some judgments from the righteous judge about this matter and other matters that Governor Wolf has mishandled. Prayers against Halloween. It's sin, it's wickedness, demons, finances, demoralization of society, its popularity, its seductive sin, and its ultimate judgment by the Lord Jesus Christ, and protection for the saints. Praying about New York governor who has decreed that all unvaccinated medical personnel in the state are fired at the stroke of midnight on September 28th. Now, that stroke of midnight stuff, that's witchcraft. She spoke this at a Christian cultural center, a Brooklyn megachurch. Uh-huh. So she thinks she can go into a pulpit and decree witchcraft. She told them, I need you to be my apostles. That's a spirit of mockery. And strongly urged them to spread the gospels of Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna in their boroughs. So she's using mind control, too. She insists that there are no legitimate religious exemptions to a mandatory jab. Well, that's a lie. Prayers for direct judgment. From the righteous judge and the God who judges on earth in Jesus' name. All right, then we have spiritual warfare against amnesty for illegal aliens through reconciliation. So you say, what is that, Pastor? It's a plan to legalize an estimated 8 million immigrants. You need to be able to see 8 million people right now in your head. Mm-hmm, yeah, 8 million of them, all right? Living in the United States without legal status through a budget bill that would circumvent or go around or get around the required 60-vote threshold typically needed to pass
major legislation in the Senate. In other words, they're trying to come through a back door. So, Father, we're going to close that back door tonight in the name of Jesus. Requesting continual judgments from the righteous judge concerning Pfizer plans to ask regulators for COVID-19 vaccine authorization for young children this month. They plan to submit safety and efficacy data for its COVID-19 vaccine to drug regulators in an effort to obtain authorization for shots for children between 5 and 11 years old. So, Brother Marshall is going to come. Also, Saints, we are asking that you limit your texting to Brother Bill to important, urgent, emergency matters. He's being inundated with so many of them that he can't get his work done. So we have said from the beginning that if you had any questions, to email me at gproom@outlook.com, and that is the proper channel for all of your questions. Email pastor at gproom@outlook.com. Amen. Because Brother Bill has things to do, and he's got to get them done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother Marshall, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, by the grace of God. Thank you for your mercies that are new every day, Lord. Thank you, Father, the amazing, extraordinary gift of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for setting him forth to be that substitute and sacrifice, the propitiation through faith in his blood for all of us, for our sins and the sins of those coming into the body of Christ. And we thank you for that amazing grace, Father. We come before your throne of grace with our big brother Jesus because of that blood of sprinkling, even according to Hebrews 10:19, because of the blood of Jesus, Father. Not our righteousness, that righteousness that you impute because of what Jesus did when he hung on that tree, according to Galatians 3:13-14, as Sabrina's already referred to earlier tonight. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, that is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Father, thank you, Father, for the gift, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Please make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. Saints, as you feel led by the Holy Spirit, please pray in the prayer language, or as just say amen in Jesus' name as the Lord leads. Father, in Jesus' name, please make all of our prayers effectual and fervent. Help us to know how you want us to pray. And we thank you, Father, for this time. Thank you, Father, for redeeming us from the power and wiles and schemes of the enemy, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and to manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Thank you for your savor. Thank you for giving us Holy Ghost confidence, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, that when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the little problems that have been affecting us, the little line symptom that was attacking this temple, Holy Spirit, just kind of went away. And I thank you for that. And all those huge flock of black birds that landed all over the property here today, I just said, Father, please send whatever's necessary to get rid of them if you don't want them here in Jesus' name. And I turned and didn't look at them anymore. I turned around and they all just flew away in a big. Anyway, so thank you, Father. I just left it up to you. I commit my works unto you, Lord. I trust also in you, and you bring it to pass because of the blood of the covenant. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We give you praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for filling us with yourself and of your fullness of all we receive. Father, for all these attacks, Father God, that Sabrina's already read about and referred to in Jesus' name, we hear about sheep coming in wolves' clothing, or what is it? Yeah. No, wolves coming in sheep's clothing. But Governor Wolf is apparently doesn't even need sheep's clothing. He just sent it out just like it is. So with Satan, we bind you and every one of your underlings, every one of these ungodly plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy, trying to kill the children from the first prayer request, the last prayer request. Father, we bind every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. You, Satan, the mind-body, what Jesus said, that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. But the devil, we have already heard, even as Brother Bill posted, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind every spirit of seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy. You, Satan, the mind binder, are already perpetually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. According to Matthew 18:18, Matthew 16:19, Mark 3:27, in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. and we overcome the accuser of the brethren by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death, for Christ is our life, and he has the power of an endless life. And since he's our life, it says in Colossians chapter 3, I think it's verse 4, since he's our life, what's the worst thing that can happen to us? We just get to be with Jesus when we leave these gorgeous hunks of dust. So Satan, you're bound, or your underlings are bound perpetually, continually, and immediately in Jesus' name. We cancel your assignment. Every ungodly spirit, every witchcraft curse standing against every one of us, including those in Pennsylvania, and those try to bring in this demonic COVID-19 vaccination for the young children, everything in between, all the spirits behind Halloween, all the curses returned on the heads of the spirits, sending them, due to those spirits, and tend due to us. Everyone, the body of Christ, all the family members, every believer, and all the children, and all those I, and everyone the body of Christ have interceded for at any time. All the family members, every believer, the friends of every believer, co-workers of every believer, all the neighbors, in Jesus' name, and all the children, in Jesus' name, and all those young women that think it's their body, their choice. Father, they don't know what they're doing, Father. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those women, Father God, that are even considering abortion. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania, Father God, and those that, Father, can repent. I don't know if he can repent or not, Father. You know his heart, Father. All those in authority trying to ram through demonic plans and schemes to the enemy, including this new governor in New York, in Jesus' name. Everyone is ungodly spirits, continually, perpetually bound in Jesus' name. And Father, you said in your word, call upon the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We claim all the benefits of Psalm 91 over all the body of Christ and all those we've interceded for, including all the children, in Jesus' name. And it is written, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Without any question, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Each and every member of the body of Christ and those coming into the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, and thank you for the privilege of making you our Lord, because thou hast made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. We don't just visit, we dwell with you, Lord. Thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen and amen and amen. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample under feet in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Because he set his love upon me, we love you, Heavenly Father. Thanks for the gift of your Son. Love you, King Jesus. Thank you for laying down your life for us on that tree. Thank you for taking our cup of cursing. Thank you for the privilege of drinking into one spirit with you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for coming to remind us of what Jesus said and all the wonderful gifts that you give, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. That's the name above all names. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Father, for that wonderful and extraordinary promise. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Give us all eyes to see, ears to hear, a new understanding of hearts. All those you bring into the body of Christ, all the family members, every believer, draw them however you wish to draw them. Draw them with your loving kindness. Give them all hunger and thirst for righteousness. And we thank you for doing so, Father, including all the children and delivering all of us. And, Father, we pray, Father God, for not just those in Pennsylvania, each and every commonwealth and state in the United States of America and all the territories, including Puerto Rico, Father God, in Jesus' name, and even that, whatever that little area is called, D.C., District of Columbia, save the people in every area that can be saved, Father, in Jesus' name, including against the wiles and schemes of the enemy through Halloween, through all the seductive things. Oh, it's just candy. It's just a fun time. We bind every one of those ungodly spirits. We pray against Halloween. It's inherent sin. The wickedness, demons, the finances, demoralization of society, the popularity, and the seductive sins, and ultimate knowledge, and ultimate judgment by the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus, you're going to judge everything. Prayers for protection for all the saints, and those that unknowingly involved with it that are going to become saints in Jesus' name. And I thank you for extraordinary mercy for the children, Lord. And even the big people that don't seem to understand what they're doing, Father, grant them the gifts that they need by your Spirit. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction, Father, just like you said you would in John 16:8, in Jesus' name. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. Draw multitudes in the valley of decision to Lord Jesus, Father, in Jesus, to give them a hunger and thirst for what you want, Father, in Jesus. Because you said in the last days, I'll pour forth my Spirit upon all flesh. And we know these are the last days. We ask you to pour forth of your Spirit, especially on the children, but all the people, Father God, all the family members of every believer. Pat Holliday said, if every family member of every believer came to Jesus, we'd have the most profound revival. So we're looking forward to that profound revival, extraordinary revival. And we thank you, Father God. You heard Donald Trump's great anthem 70 years ago, and we know that you're hearing our prayers, and they stood on this promise, Father God, even as you told us in Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare that we mayest be justified. And together, in agreement, Father, we put in your remembrance of your word. And you said in Isaiah 44:3, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I'll pour my Spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. We ask you to do so for all the descendants of every believer and all the children, Father God, in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask you to overturn all the demonic governors and all the demonic leaders in this nation, and all the nations for that matter, all those connected with the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy through Baphomet, masonry, and all other ungodly, perverse things, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all the mocking spirits, we bind every mocking spirit, we bind every spirit of mind control in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. And I speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus wants them to hear pertaining to each and every saint and all the family members in Jesus' name. We speak confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp, confusion, division, enemies camp. And I know, Father God, those in the deep state are panicking because they know what they've done. When it comes to light, they know they have a prison cell or maybe worse waiting for them, Father. We ask for your divine help in adjudication, intervention, Father, in Jesus' name, because you've given all power to the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to judge in Jesus' name. And now we know Jesus doesn't like sin. He doesn't like sin one little. He loves the people. He doesn't like it when they entertain sin. Some people don't know they're entertaining sin. Some people that think they're in the church, and some people who think they're Christians, they have no understanding, Father. So we ask you to grant them the gifts that they need. You said the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, and have to teach in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, that God peradventure will grant them repentance to the acknowledge of the truth, that they will recover themselves from the snare of the devil. If you can do that for those in authority, including those in the news media, Father God, and those in the social news platforms, Father God, those that are maybe the lower level ones, Father God, grant them the gifts of repentance. Bring out more whistleblowers, Father God. And we think of the ones you've already brought out. I thank you, Father God, for those that are uncovering what the enemy is trying to do, Father God. And we ask you to deliver all the people, Father God, from the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy. Because you said, ask and you shall receive. And you said, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything you ask, it shall be done by Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus says, there I am in the midst of them. You're right in the midst of us because of the blood of the covenant. And we thank you the privilege of having you right with us, Lord. You say you'll never leave us or forsake us. And together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And we come against this demonic plan of amnesty for illegal aliens through so-called reconciliation. We bind the devil in Jesus' name. Whatever his plans are, perpetually bound. Have planned to legalize probably 8 million immigrants living in the U.S., not to mention all the ones they're trying to flood in right now, and the more they're planning to drag in, with so-called legal status, that would circumvent the normal 60-vote required in the Senate. Father, we ask you to uncover what's really going on, and we ask you to overturn it in Jesus' name. And Jesus says, in that day you'll ask me nothing. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask. And you shall receive that your joy may be full. We're asking in agreement, Father. And we thank you for that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. And it's done. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for overturning. Bring it to light, Father God. Bring in those things the enemy's trying to do into light, Father God, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you said, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Thank you for bringing to light what they're doing, why they're doing it, why they're doing it. We bind all those spirits of greed and corruption and pedophilia and child molestation and all the sexual, perverse things that are involved with the illegal immigrants in Jesus' name. All the nasty, nasty demonic spirits, we bind each and every one of them in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession for each of us. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for groaning through us. Thank you, Father, your arm's not too short to save. And you said, to ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to him. Thank you for opening the door of faith to the Gentiles, and he began a good work in each one of us, is carried on to completion. Thank you, Father, you'll not forsake the work of your own hands. Thank you that they're more with us than are with them. Thank you for warning, linking angels round about each of us, continually, instantly, and immediately, in Jesus' name. Even as you had Elijah explain to his associate, his helper, in, where was that, 2 Kings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 2 Kings, is it? It's 1 Kings. Forgive me, Lord. Well, it's there, and I know it's there. And Jesus said he could ask for 12 legions of angels, Father, if he needed. And Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than these. So, with Father, and we know according to your word, it's forever settled in heaven. You were right, I was wrong. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you. There we go. There it is. It is 2 Kings. 2 Kings 6:16. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Yes, open the eyes that need to be opened, Father God, to see in the spirit realm what you want. They're more with us than with them, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses of chariots of fire round about Elisha. Father, we know we're in a spiritual battle. It's not just physical. Yes, we love every human being, but some of the human beings have bowed the knees to Satan, some rather obviously, and some more subtly. So, Father, we ask you to deliver us all, and we thank you for doing so, including all the family members of every believer. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for doing so. And we request the righteous, continual righteous judgment of the righteous judge concerning the Pfizer plans to ask for regulators for COVID-19 vaccination authorization, so-called vaccination, it's not really a vaccine. It's probably a bioweapon for the young children this month. Could we ask you to overturn that, Father, in Jesus' name? But with them, how can they submit safety and efficacy? There is no safety. Their children have no need for it. They have a 0% chance of dying from this so-called disease, thanks to the gain-of-function research funded by Fauci and our lovely military, who sent the money over to China because they wouldn't allow it in this country. Father, we ask you to overturn what's planned by the enemy, and we ask you to bring to light. And we ask you to remove the people from every one of those positions. We ask you to close every portal, Father God, where the demons are trying to flood. And we bind every spirit from our position, seat in heavy places in Christ Jesus, no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, including those trying to bring about vaccination for the children, those trying to bring about legalization of the 8 million immigrants, those trying to cause mind control, to cause people to lose their jobs, not just in New York State, but other states as well. We thank you for raising up the people, Father God. We thank you for all those people, primarily Biden supporters who were teachers at the public schools in New York, who did not want to take the vax, And they're out demonstrating big time. We thank you, Father God, for waking up the sleeping giant, waking up the people, and not just politically, but much more spiritually, waking up the body of Christ, Father, in Jesus' name, and giving us all a hunger and thirst for what you want, Father, in Jesus' name. And we know, Father God, when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. We thank you for the power of your cross. We thank you that your banner over us is love, and love overcomes a multitude of sins. We thank you for overcoming each one of our individual sins when we have repented, renounced, and turned from them. And we give you praise and honor and glory for that, Father God. Thank you for sending forth the Lord Jesus to be the propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Yes, I used to be jerked around by fear. God, it was a generational issue and a personal issue. And I thank you, Father God, that you can change us. You can change us by your Spirit, Father God. It's not by human power. We get to go through deliverance. And I thank you for the ongoing deliverance. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of dying daily, dying to the old man every day. And we give you praise and honor and glory for waking up the body of Christ at this time and in this juncture, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for overturning all of Satan's plans in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst. We thank you for the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them that have a holy, holy reverence of you, Lord. And thank you for teaching each of us what that really, really means, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as you've shown me a couple of little scriptures, Father God, and one of them was Psalm 33:18, which I have not hidden in my heart just yet. I'm working on these. Help me, Lord, to work more diligently. Psalm 33:18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. And we have a holy fear of you. Your eyes are not only red with wine, your eyes is a flame of fire. Flame of fire. The blood represents the wrath of God that came upon Jesus to take our cup of cursing. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob, if we keep our eyes where we're supposed to, the fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn. What is that corn? The seed is the word of God in Luke 8:11. And wine, expulsion, the previous tenant. Who's the previous tenant? Satan. The enemy is destroyed by the brightness of his coming, like it says in Thessalonians. And our God is a consuming fire. And we thank of that light that was brighter than the noonday sun. And we thank you, Father God, for giving Pat Holiday and Sabrina and the saints discernment when they had started the church and the prayers in the middle of the day on Sunday. We thank you. There's a reason for that. It wasn't just a convenience. And we thank you, Father God. Jesus is the light brighter than the noonday sun. And we thank you for visiting Saul of Tarsus. And we thank you, Father God, you can knock many people off their high horses that he was doing nasty things. He thought he was terribly religious and very right. Oh, yes, he knew the Torah really well, but he didn't know the God who wrote the Torah until he met him and that light and that on the road to Damascus. And we, Father, we ask you to knock many people off their high horses. They can be saved, Father God, because we know the meek receive salvation. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Thank you for helping us to realize that Christ is our heart. He's our true love, and he wants to dwell in each one of our hearts. What's in the human heart, the natural heart, is blood. And what kind of blood do we receive? We receive the blood of God. We think of that blood of the living God who created heaven and earth, because Jesus didn't come as just an ordinary man. Yes, he looked like an ordinary man. He was rather humble and nice Jewish carpenter. But guess what? He had the blood of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Ghost made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he, God, hath purchased with his own blood. We can't save ourselves. Jesus bought us back from the devil. He purchased us with the blood of the living God. That's a lot more expensive than all these funny dollars that are going to probably fly away someday. They're a lot more precious than gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, and every other thing that anybody thinks worth anything. One drop of Jesus' blood is more precious, and that's how we overcome the accuser of the brethren. And from Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there's a faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. So when we read those scriptures in Isaiah chapter 6, when he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and there was a burning coal from off the altar that was put on his lips. What was that burning coal? That's the very sacrifice of the Lamb of God, who took the wrath of God in our place. Everyone shall be salted with fire We know the final judgment is going to be fire on the earth, but we're already burned up because we've already died with Jesus on that cross. For I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. What did he get for me? His soul, his blood. You say the light in Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I, Jesus, I've God, have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. And it says that souls there is plural. So you're the Lamb of God for me and my house, each member of the body of Christ, each member of their household. We plead the blood of Jesus over all those who have ever been at will, remember my household, Sabrina Sessions' household, Bill Pringle's household, all the family members, each member of the body of Christ, and all of our household members, and all the descendants of every believer, not just, yes, Donald Trump, he's a work in progress. Father God, carry on to completion what you've begun on Donald Trump, and all those that are standing for the truth as best they know how, Father God, in Jesus' name, including the various doctors that are standing for the truth, trying to expose the nonsense, including the lawyers that are standing against this nonsense, under all the various different doctors and lawyers that signed a petition against the nasty, nasty, not just in this country, many countries, the nasty pretend fake vaccine. We ask you to bring to light, Father God, and overturn the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, because you promised us, Father, and you cannot lie. Even as Brother Bill posted that scripture from Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? And Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. And all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, we know he heareth us. And if he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desire of him. Thank you, Jesus, for ever living to make intercession for each of us. Thank you for your blood sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Thank you, Father, for hearing Jesus' intercessions for each of us and all of our family members, and drawing many in the valley of decision. Multitudes in the valley of decision to the Lord Jesus, especially at this dark time, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I remember at the so-called home, they used to call it Home for Incurables, was a horrible word. Of course, they changed that name. That home with more than 200 people in wheelchairs, Father God. They had a little thing there that says, when it gets dark out, that's when the stars shine the brightest. So help us let our little light shine in whatever way you want us to, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let us let our light shine, Father God, walking in love, walking in peace, because you've given us kind of the very kingdom of God inside. Within is the kingdom of God, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, for in your presence is fullness of joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And all the things that are amen and amen and amen. Jesus' glorious and holy, holy name, the name above all names, that every name of God and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God's Father. Story. Even as it's written in Isaiah chapter 45, beginning of verse 21, the last part of verse 21. There is no God else in God, trust God and Savior. Look unto there is none else. Verse 23. Isaiah 45:23. Are you listening, Satan? For I have sworn by my son, the word is gone out of my mouth, and the righteous shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Every tongue shall turn. Truly someone that in the Lord of our righteousness and strength. And all you still Lord shall be ashamed. All that is sensitive to members of our life will be
your name. We thank you for the way. deliverance, Father. We have to deliver them all. And Father God, make them all.
Some have called you Lord, but now they serve another.
And in Jesus' name, we must all put this tonight. So
your heart has left its glory of peace.
There isn't. In the past, there's no foul knowing. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, all the same thing. Amen, amen. In Jesus' name.